are connected with this message, because those reckonings that were identified by the pioneers in that time period were correct. They stand without impeachment, she says. In Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, page 150-151, it says this: after the passing of the time, God entrusted to his faithful followers the precious principles of present truth. These principles were not given to those who had no part in the giving of the first and second angels' messages. They were given to the workers who had had a part in the cause from the beginning. Those who pass through these experiences are to be firm as a rock to the principles that have made us Seventh-day Adventists. They are to be workers together with God, binding up the testimony and sealing the law among his disciples. Those who took part in the establishment of our work upon the foundation of Bible truth, those know the waymarks that have pointed out the right path, are to be those who know the waymarks that have pointed out the right path, are to be regarded as workers of the highest value. They can speak from personal experience regarding the truths entrusted to them. These men are not to permit their faith to be changed to infidelity. They are not to permit the banner of the third angel to be taken from their hands. They are to hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. The Lord has declared that the history of the past shall be rehearsed as we enter upon the closing work. Every truth he has given for these last days is to be proclaimed to the world. Every pillar that he has established is to be strengthened. We cannot now step off the foundation that God has established. We cannot now enter into any new organization, for this would mean apostasy from the truth. The medical missionary work needs to be purified and cleansed from everything that would weaken the faith of the believers in the past experience of the people of God. Eden, beautiful Eden, was degraded by the introduction of sin. There is need now to rehearse the experience of the men who acted a part in the establishment of our work at the beginning. Brothers and sisters, she's saying at the last period of time, when God is going to raise up a purified people to receive the latter rain and proclaim the loud cry message, that those people that enter into that experience are going to rehearse. They're going to go back through the history of the pioneers and see what took place. And they're going to allow the pioneers a testimony, men that had experience in what took place in that time period. They're going to allow their testimony to have weight in the identification of what the foundations of our movement were. And brothers and sisters, the pioneers understood that the time prophecies of Daniel 12 were fulfilled by at least by 1843, and the 2300-day prophecy was fulfilled by 1844. That's their testimony. And Sister White says those at the end that are going to be the wise